Right, here at St. Peter's School in Walworth, we are, what, we're 3-4 weeks into the term. All the classes are up and running and ready. We're producing some wonderful work already, which must mean we're now at that stage in the school year where we are ready to elect our school councillors for the next year. Now, this is really quite serious business here at St. Peter's. We take the role of school councillors and the election of our officials very seriously. So I need some more information. I have 4 of the Year 6 candidates who are standing. So guys, your names please.
Emma.
Danielle.
Naomi.
Mark.
Yeah, we have Emma, we have Danielle, we have Naomi and we have Mark, who are the 4 candidates standing for Year 6. I'll ask Mark first. So Mark, please, what is the role of a school councillor at St. Peter's?
It's all about, like, you have to have ideas about what we could do to raise money for the less fortunate, and like sometimes we do cake sales, red nose days, and we have fun days.
Yeah, perfect. And Naomi, do you know how often, please, does the school council meet? I think it's maybe every, Emma, can you help?
I think it's about
every two weeks or so.
Yeah.
It's really quite frequent, and we get together, and I shall ask Naomi, Danielle, so how many, which year groups do we have school councillors for? What's the youngest year group?
One.
So we have year one all the way through until year six.
Yeah.
Right. Now you 4 are standing, and I think we should talk first of all about why you want to stand. So what is your manifesto? What do you hope to achieve if you become school councillor? So Mark, why do you think you would make an outstanding St. Peter's school councillor, please?
Well, I can talk very loud and I can help anyone who gets into, like, who's upset or in that.
Yeah, so it's having like good friendship skills. So you think you could represent your class, and if somebody in your class wasn't feeling too happy, you could ask them why, and then see how within the school we can help them. Okay, I shall ask Naomi. Please, Naomi, why should we vote for you?
Yeah, you should vote for me, yeah, because I'm a nice person and I help children. And when if someone's in trouble or bully, I will help them and I'll get more equipment to help the school.
Okay, that's some fairly good pledges. And Danielle, what skills do you think you would bring to the role of St. Peter's school councillor?
I would help children, and I really want to improve on my confidence because I'm not a really loud speaker.
What a wonderful answer. I think that is great. And so school council isn't just for those, you know, that can speak the loudest, have the most to say. People enter it for different reasons. And so you think being a school councillor, you'll help other people and you'll also help yourself to be more confident ahead of secondary school. Right, and Emma, please tell us, why should we vote for you?
Because on the first time I done school council, I wasn't so good at it, and now I'm going to learn from my mistakes and be a better person and do better at it.
Yeah, Wednesday is our big day here at St. Peter's. Next week is where all the voting takes place. Maybe can you explain, Emma, what actually happens on Wednesday? This is quite a huge important day in the St. Peter's year.
Our posters go up and then people decide who they want to vote for from year 1 to year 6. And
yeah, we actually invite into the school. We're very lucky. We have some representatives from Southwark Council. The electoral officials actually come in, and we have the proper polling booths that we use, that the adults in the borough use. And we have a secret ballot, so no one knows who we're voting for. And then all the votes are counted up. And then our head teacher, Mrs. Copeland, will announce at some stage next week who has been victorious in the St. Peter's School Council elections. Okay, we'll leave it there. But I want to say thank you to Emma, to Danielle, Naomi and Mark, and the best of luck for all 4 of you as you stand in your elections next week. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.